Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I go to Pro Flowers every single year, mainly because it's easy and she will love it. Pro Flowers makes this the easiest pie. It's a 7-day freshness guarantee. The quality is amazing. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered means flowers arrive in perfect condition at the perfect time. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry now, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. This is easy. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect roses for your perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. When you enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, do that. Order that today. Well, a dozen roses, free glass space for just $24.99. You can't beat it. Proflowers.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. You know what you want to talk about? You want to get in on the Super Bowl? You want to make your calls? Today is your day. We will break it down in these 4 hours today. I think like you won't hear anywhere else in the country. And we'll cover it in every way. We'll talk about schemes. We'll talk about strengths and weaknesses, what each of these teams is going to try and do. All of those things. Well, we're also going to have a very funny little clip I found from the past that you won't want to miss, and another clip that is going to explain who Tom Brady is and where he came from, I think, as well as anything I've heard. And we'll get to that. We will get to that. So, and I think you'll want to hear that because you know, fundamentally, the NFL missed on Brady. I didn't a million years ago on radio. I didn't know he'd be this. But I had watched most of his games. And most importantly, I'd watched his game against Alabama in the Orange Bowl and really felt that he was going to be a quality NFL quarterback. Obviously nothing to this magnitude, but But I think this is going to provide a little insight into sort of who and what he is. I want to get to all of that and more on today's show. And as I said, we're going to break it down from every single angle today. I was actually going to do prop bets today as well. I'm not sure we'll have time for them. We will see as the day unfolds. You want to get in though and make your calls. You're welcome to regarding, you know, what's transpired in the last 24 hours. A couple things. Hightower missed practice yesterday. He was sick. I don't know what that illness is. I have no idea. It may be something to watch. Zuerlein for the Rams also was limited. The kicker with some sort of plant foot issue. Again, the specifics of that issue, not really known to me. Normally, Thursdays before a game, that's a day where you focus on short yardage and that type of thing. That was not what these two teams did. These two teams went situational. Now, I am not at all surprised to see the Patriots go situational. I am a little surprised to see the Rams go situational. And it might indicate that McVay has a little bit better handle on all this Super Bowl stuff than a 33-year-old coach might. And if you don't know what I mean by situational, I mean, basically, both teams yesterday ran walkthroughs, situational walkthroughs. And what you're doing is you're just opening it up to anything. You get the coaches off the field and you're exposing yourself to different situations, different possibilities, you know, different down and distance, different things you might see. And so that's what both teams did yesterday. Again, not surprised to see the Patriots do it, a little surprised to see the Rams do it, but both went situational, no coaches, walkthroughs, get the coaches out of the picture. Because, again, you're not in that. The last thing you want is you're not trying to respond to something that you already know. You're trying to be put in situations with things you haven't seen. And so that's what both teams did yesterday. Today is more of speed type practices. You're going red zone, goal line, short yardage, those type of things. And then you know, basically the game's upon us. So that's where we are from a team standpoint, from a practice standpoint of what is going on. You know, I heard something pretty interesting. I heard Dwayne Haskins interviewed by Pat Kerwin and Zig Frykowski. Frykowski is a former quarterback, actually played a little with Brady back in the day. And, you know, they asked Haskins about who he was picking. And he said, I want the Rams to win, but I'm not going against Brady. And Sikowski asked him a question about it, and he said, well, he had watched the Tom versus Time before the season, and he said he used it. He said he was amazed at all the things he did in terms of preparation. He said, I tried to incorporate some of those things this year in what I was doing. And Frykowski said that story doesn't begin to tell it. He said people have no idea all the things Brady went through and worked at his whole career to be where he is, just on a daily basis. And I think that's it. I think that's telling. Another thing, you know, before we get into sort of hardcore breakdown schematics and what you're going to expect in this football game, and eventually what I expect the outcome to be, although I've sort of already indicated what I think the outcome is going to be. You know, it's interesting. I was actually talking to Ben a little bit before the show about, you know, one of the things I'm always a little leery about is talking about how great a guy somebody is, because you just have no way of knowing. If you don't know him, you don't really know. Even if you do know him, you may not know. But, you know, here's the thing. One of the, as I try and evaluate players for this process, for the draft process, one of the things I, even as I try and consider people to put on air for interviews, one of the things I like to do when able is I like to hear people somewhere else. In other words, I don't want to just put somebody on air who I've never heard before. Because if they're terrible, I don't want to be stuck with them.
That's true.
You know, I don't want to get somebody on air who, you know, I ask 10 brilliant questions to, and the guy, you know, sits there and says, I that's not good for my business, not good for anybody. So I like to hear a prospective interviewee be interviewed somewhere else. You know, I don't want to be the guinea pig. I don't want to get some guy on air who, you know, is going to give me one word answers or isn't going to be funny or isn't going to be smart or isn't going to be whatever. I don't want that. The same thing goes true. The same thing holds true for when you're trying to, when I'm trying to evaluate, you know, for my, the draft deal and everything else, evaluate players. I'm primarily evaluating players based on what I see. I don't have the luxury of sitting down and meeting with them. And so it's enormously beneficial if I can actually hear somebody speak somewhere, if I can hear them be interviewed, even in terms of trying to figure out how they're going to be viewed by the National Football League. I can view the film. I know what I'm seeing. I know what talent looks like. I know how to break it down. I've done it forever. And I think proven to be pretty good at it. What I can't evaluate without any other information is sort of what kind of person somebody is. Are they smart? Are they intelligent? How will they be on a whiteboard? You know, those type of things. So it's those elements. And that's why I always find it interesting to hear somebody speak who I may not have heard speak before. And I have a couple examples of that have occurred in the last 48 hours, which I find sort of interesting. I heard Amari Cooper interviewed. I'm not sure I had ever heard Amari Cooper interviewed before. And what I found fascinating about Amari Cooper was Mark said, you interviewed somebody one time. I wish I could remember. I don't think it was Mark Richt, but it was a challenge. It might have been Mark Richt. Mark Richt was just like Walking Dead.
It was probably my least favorite interview ever. He was the one word answer guy, and his voice, he act like, I mean, he did not.
He just doesn't have a pulse. It's how he is. He just didn't care.
You ask him a question, you go, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't even think it's that he didn't care. I just think this is who he is.
Well, that's how he sounded. He didn't care.
He's just like a deadbeat. You know, I mean, he's just he's walking dead. He's just a terrible interview. I mean, just terrible. Now, we've had some people who were supposed to be terrible interviews who really turned out to be great interviews. And those guys are always a little bit surprising. But what I'm talking about here is along that same line of thought about just players, either players that are approaching the draft process or perhaps players I've just never heard before. And when I heard Amari Cooper interviewed the other night, I just found it fascinating. First of all, he's a very bright young guy, very bright, very articulate, very sort of soft spoken. But he was interviewed about his situation with the Raiders. And, you know, here's something else. I think that Amari Cooper, I think he did not like a lot of things that happened with the Raiders that were said about him, but he didn't engage. You know, he said, I'm just not going to do that, you know, basically, because he was asked about it. And he basically said, you know, things happen, and he said, I'm not willing to discuss that. He said, I don't want to say
things that would be perceived as negative, that type of thing. You don't get that a lot. You don't get that a lot. And I came away very impressed with who Amari Cooper is. Now, I also, in listening to him and in hearing him, I was also thinking to myself, yeah, probably not a Gruden guy. Because Gruden is looking for, you know, raw meat eaters. And that's not who Amari Cooper is. Amari Cooper is an introspective, thoughtful young guy who's soft-spoken and maybe just didn't fit there. Maybe didn't fit there. But in just listening to him, I came away very impressed. Tester asked, who is our most surprising interview? Most surprising interview. Any ideas, Ramona?
No, I was just sitting here thinking.
I think, I'll tell you who I think it was. I think it was Tom O'Brien.
I was going to say, is he the one that came on and asked if you were talking about women,
yeah,
crazy women?
Yeah, because
I was going to say him.
Yeah, because Tom O'Brien was thought to be like Mark Rick. And quite honestly, I'd heard him other times, and in those situations, he sounded that way, but he was great with us. I mean, absolutely.
That was fun. That was the first thing he said, which I thought was funny.
There was humor involved in the interview. It was fun. It was a surprise. Tex said, what do you think when you interviewed Barry Switzer? I love Barry Switzer. We had Barry Switzer on multiple times. I love Barry Switzer. In fact, we need to get Barry Switzer on again. It doesn't even matter.
Who's the guy with the restaurant?
What the conversation was.
We interviewed and he was back in the kitchen. Mike Ditka?
Oh, that was Ditka, yeah.
Was that Mike Ditka?
Yeah, that was Ditka.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ditka was in the kitchen. And then occasionally we've had these guys who, for the most part, everybody we've ever tried to get has been good. Now, there have been one or two exceptions, and I think we've told those stories. But the one or two exceptions were that I can think of were Jim Mora Sr. and Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
We'll hit on those two guys when we come back. Yeah. But I want to morph it also into Tyree Jackson, because I heard Tyree Jackson interviewed after watching him at the Senior Bowl, and I liked the physical elements. We talked about the positives and negatives of all those eight quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl, and obviously I liked his physical attributes, his traits, but I like him even more after hearing him interviewed. And we'll get to that. A full breakdown of the Super Bowl every way possible today. We'll tell you what's going to happen, why it's going to happen, schematically what both these teams are going to do. I mean, exactly what they want to do, what they want to do situationally. We're going to cover it all today on the show. You want in, 654-767. JD says, I love the Mike Leach interview. We had Mike Leach on what, Ramona, four or five times. Mike loves us.
I think so.
Invited us out there. Yeah, we love Leach. And he said some things on this show that are actually much more significant from a soundbite status than anything he said nationally. Walt Diptula Road Rage, quick break.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. It's the way it's always been for 90 years. They've been doing it the right way, treating people right. You know, you heard the story the other day of a guy who drove from Tennessee, drove 125 miles, saw a vehicle on cars.com at George Coleman Ford. He just loved everything about it. He loved how they treated him. He loved how they took care of him. He loved how they got him a better finance rate. He loved how there was no document fees. And this is a big deal. I mean, it's a really big deal because, again, document fees are not something that you get. You know, you buy a vehicle, you spend 40 grand almost everywhere else, and then they tack on, you know, $500. If you're buying a vehicle on the internet, in some cases, those document fees run up to $1,600. They're from $400 to $1,600. Listen, at George Coleman Ford, you never pay any dealer fees, never any document fees, never any service fees. There are no fees. There are no fees. You don't get that. I don't mind paying for something that I'm getting. I hate paying for something that I'm not getting. I don't want to see $500 added at the bottom, at the end of that column, because for document fees. I don't even know what the hell that means. You know, you're already paying your employees. I'm not paying them twice. You have clerical help, whatever. That's on you. I'm paying you that in my car. Now, that's not the way the rest of the world looks at it other than George Coleman Ford. So you have them. Go see them. George Coleman Ford, cars cost less and travelers rest. That's just the way it is and the way it's been for 90 years. And they treat you better as well. All right. Before we get to one of these clips,
The other guy I want to mention is Tyree Jackson. You know, I talked about Jackson at the Senior Bowl, talked about all the intriguing elements about Jackson and the negatives, the fact that there's never been a successful 6'7" quarterback in the National Football League. And the reason is because your delivery is too long. Your arms are too long. Jackson has 35-inch arms. These are some of the issues. It's like there's a built-in point whereby, you know, height is good until you get to this point, and then it's not so good. Historically, and Jackson is above that point. But I heard him interviewed, and I found him a fascinating young man, intelligent, pretty funny. He was asked about how he ever wound up at Buffalo, and he said, when I came out of high school, he said it wasn't like I was choosing hats. He said, you know, basically nobody wanted me. He said, you know, it wasn't until my senior year where I began to attract some interest, but Buffalo was the one school that had interest in me. And he said, I wasn't going to back out of that. And so, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. But it was interesting because he's working with Jordan Palmer now, Carson Palmer's brother. You hear this a lot. A lot of people working out on the left coast with Jordan Palmer. And now he's in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and he's still working out daily with Palmer, who is also in Atlanta. He's working out daily here. And he mentioned the fact, you know, he's never had a quarterback coach in his life. Never. He said, so this stuff is all new to me. He said, I think I'm picking it up quickly. He said, we had to work a lot of lower body work, a lot of mechanics, and a lot of things that I wasn't really doing properly. And again, if you, as I watched the Senior Bowl, that's one of the things I talked about on the show regarding Jackson, was the fact that I thought his lower body mechanics are not good. And clearly he's getting better in that area, and he wants to be better, and he's a smart, sharp kid who I think really has a chance. I already found his physical traits intriguing, whereas a lot of what I saw from the quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl, I did not find particularly intriguing from a physical standpoint. I already found Jackson's physical traits intriguing. Now I find him intriguing as a person. I think he has some of the right stuff. So I'm a little more interested now in Tyree Jackson than I was before. And I think NFL teams are going to find that out as well. There's something there. There's something to mold and work with. You're going to have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. All right. Do we have any idea, Ramona, when this clip is from? I just want to mix in a little fun on a Friday. We may hear this again later today. Do you have any idea what year it's from?
No, but okay. I mean,
this is no, but what?
He was playing.
Yeah. So. This is Dan Marino early in his career. It's not necessarily affiliated with the Super Bowl. It's just something I saw posted, tweeted somewhere. And it required a little editing. Marino is doing some spot. I don't know. What's it for? What's the spot for?
I don't know, but he's talking about winning a chance to meet him or something like that. Okay. I'm not really sure.
Well, in any case, he's doing some advertising spot. And anyone who's ever listened to Marino, you know, knows this guy's like this guy's not good in those situations. Not good. Doesn't like it, hates it, has no patience with it, isn't good at it, is a terrible promoter. He's also been terrible on all those football-related shows he's ever done because he has zero personality. And, you know, the word on the streets is, you know, he's a bit of an A.
Yeah, you've always said that.
You know, and when you hear this, that may further your belief in that. But he's not a guy who at this point in his career had any patience with the advertising process. This is just too funny.
You'll get round-trip airfare and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight.
Okay, it's a little long. I think you flubbed on that last.
Did not flub at all.
No, it wasn't a flub.
There was no flub.
So this is not a flub.
You want to see that playback?
No, come on. Let's do it.
Take 3 25-second version and action.
Hi, I'm Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins. Welcome to Visa NFL Quarterback Club Week on. I hope you've enjoyed your Thanksgiving Day. We have more NFL action on this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. But tonight, you'll get a chance to be my backup quarterback for a day. You'll get round trip, airfare, and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight. Send it in. Nope. I don't want to see.
That is absolutely hysterical. It's like he's tried it. And if you listen to the first version, I mean, it sounded like a bot reading that. I mean, he's just absolutely terrible. Just a total zero from a personality.
He's reading it like it's not even about him either.
Right, and it's like he's reading it like C-Spot Run or something. It's just absolutely terrible. It couldn't be any worse. And so the guy knows he's an NA, and so he's trying to pussyfoot around it. And he says to him, there was a little flub at the end, and Maria says there's no effing flub, And he's going on, and it's just priceless. And then at the end of it, he basically just does the cuss version and it just says, done. I'm done. Send it. Send it blanking in.
The guy couldn't tell him where you sound like a robot. Yeah. Can we do it again?
Yeah. So I guess they had to go with the robot version because I'm guessing that last version was probably not acceptable.
Yeah, they couldn't use it.
Yeah. Give me that one more time.
Okay. You'll get round trip airfare and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight.
Okay, it's a little long. I think you flubbed on that last.
Did not flub at all.
No, it wasn't a flub.
There was no flub. It was not a flub.
You want to see that playback?
No, come on. Let's do it.
Ready? Take 3 25-second version and action.
Hi, I'm Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins. Welcome to Visa NFL Quarterback Club Week on. I hope you've enjoyed your Thanksgiving Day. We have more NFL action on this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. But tonight, you'll get a chance to be my backup quarterback for a day. You'll get round trip, airfare, and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight. Send it in. Nope. I don't want to see.
I hope you enjoyed your blanking Thanksgiving Day. I hope you will have more blanking action this Sunday. So let's mix Sunday and Thanksgiving into it as well. And the best part about it is you'll have a chance to meet me. Well, man, everybody wants to do that.
Sounds like a wonderful thing to do.
Can't wait to spend some time with you, buddy.
You sound like a great dude.
Yeah. Exactly. You sound exactly like the kind of person people want to hang out with a little. That's just too funny. When I heard that the other day, we had to get that. We have a ton of things to get to. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, here's the thing. We're to start this with who Brady is, and then we're going to get into all of the schematics, everything that you could say. You know, I've even had some thoughts going back to these previous games. I've watched it all. I've rewatched games. I've rewatched in preparation for the show. Oh, Texas says I'm dying here laughing out loud. Yeah, we'll play that again later. It's just too good. Who is Tom Brady? Where'd he come from? How did this all happen? How did a guy who was a six-round pick, who really couldn't even win the job at Michigan, because that's the case. That's the case with Brady. I mean, Brady was in constant competition for the job at Michigan. How? Why? Well, I mean, one of the things was that at that time, Drew Henson was the new hot thing at Michigan. And I mean the hot thing. There was talk about Henson being the number one pick in the baseball and football draft. I mean, that's how highly he was thought of and regarded. He walked on water. Drew Henson was revered. This was going to be the greatest player ever. People believe that. They believe that Drew Henson at Michigan was going to be the greatest quarterback who ever lived. The only question was, did he want to be the greatest baseball player who ever lived, or did he want to be the greatest quarterback who ever lived? Brian Griese was also a quarterback at Michigan at the time. Michigan had like 7 talented quarterbacks. Why did Brady ever go to Michigan? Why did he stay? Who is Brady, essentially? Where did he come from? How did it happen? How did all these people miss? How did he wind up being like the 10th quarterback in his draft? How did he wind up in the 6th round? What did people miss? And the funny thing is, if you go back and you watch what happened when Brady was at Michigan, and you watch the things he did, and you watched the culture there that so wanted, that was so sold on Drew Henson as the greatest thing ever, you begin to understand where Tom Brady came from. We all have these inherent intrinsic characteristics that make us who we are. And then environmentally, we get tested, we change, we're all a product to a degree of where we come from in the situations that we were in. But with Brady, if you actually go back and you watch what occurred, it's all there. How they missed it is really mind-boggling. The physical talent was all there. Oh, sure, he was frail. He wasn't, you know, he looked like a little kid at the combine. But the physical talent, the ability to throw the football, and the drive, the will to win, the leadership of men, it was all there. It was all there. It was there every single stinking time they put him on the football field. It had nothing to do with Bill Belichick. This notion of, you know, Brady, Belichick, this had nothing to do with Belichick. This had to do with who this cat was. Because when he wasn't playing and Drew Henson was on the field, and Henson came with all this celebrity, and you watch Brady on the sideline, he was burning. Burning. He knew he was better. He knew he needed to be on the football field. And all that happened in that whole time at Michigan was they would put these chumps on the field, either Henson again or Greasy, and Brady was clearly better than them. Clearly better. And invariably, every single game, that idiot Lloyd Carr would dig himself these ridiculous holes by putting the legend Henson on the field, who just routinely screwed up play after play after play, game after game after game. And only when they got so far behind in all these games that they were going under, would Lloyd Carr then take Wonder Boy Henson off the field and put Brady in to save him. That was Brady's career at Michigan. That is what people should have seen. Brady refused to leave. He refused to leave. He wasn't going anywhere. He went there to beat them out. That's what he did. He wasn't concerned about Henson. Oh, he was concerned about the fact these idiots were playing him because, again, Henson, who was allegedly going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, was a living, breathing nightmare. When we come back, I'm gonna let you hear an audio. It's from something called Joe Vincent Productions. It's called The Dawn of the Goat. It's just great. I mean, now, I'd advise you later to check it. I know so many people are on hold already. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texas says, great stuff, Walt. Really enjoying the show. Thanks for the history on Brady. Listen, trust me, you're going to love this. I hope it comes across on radio. Sometimes things do, sometimes things don't. But at the very least, you'll get a jumping off point from which to go and watch it later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The funniest hire of the entire offseason was made the other day, and I no one's talking about it because it's not like a mainstream deal. But The Houston Texans. The Houston Texans hired Brian Cushing to join their strength and conditioning staff. Now, why is that funny? Well, to me, it's funny because the guy is a two-time PED offender. Two times. And, you know, and people have thought this about Cushing his whole career, even dating back to Southern Cal. And there are, you know, I mean, look, I just find it odd that an NFL team is hiring a, bringing a guy into their strength and conditioning program that his history is of failing performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know.
But he's in shape.
Yeah. No, he's definitely in shape. No, see, that was always thought to be the problem with Cushing, that he was too in shape.
Yeah, see, now
yeah,
I know why.
That was always thought to be the problem with Cushing. So, yeah, I mean, hey, I guess what we should do then is look for market improvements in Houston moving forward. You know, Deshaun Watson's going to be about 240. Yeah, we'll look for market improvements in the strength and conditioning program. The new J.J. Watt, 365, 0% body fat. Runs a 4.45. I don't know. It's a little bit troublesome to me, but hey, you go ahead. You can do whatever you want. It's your party. I'm gonna get to this video audio. Texter says after getting caught twice, he should know how not to get caught. So there's the reason for hiring him. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. When I saw it the other day, you know, it's one of these little footnote hires. I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I said, you cannot be hiring Cushing to work in your strength and conditioning program. Oh, yes, you can. Yeah, you can. That's what they're doing. Lawrence and Steve. Lawrence, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. How about you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was just wanting to let you know. I didn't know if you were aware. They're actually playing I think it was like 1999 Ohio State Michigan Classic game right now. I think it's the one where Brady kept them from the bowl game. That's on right now on like ESPN.
Oh, really?
Classic.
No, I wasn't aware
right
of that. Nope. Yeah. I know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, anyways, I was checking it out. I just had two words I would say in regards to why he was missed so late. Mel Kiper. And you've got a lot of GMs. And, you know, you want to get a little more in depth with that? You got a lot of idiot billionaire GMs out there. But go back and look at that one where that guy, it was the old owner from the old GM and coach from the Indianapolis Colts who just called Mel out. And you know what ended up happening? They got a Hall of Famer when they didn't take the quarterback that Mel kept trying to take him to the right. You know? So it's a great, great documentary. You got to look it up.
I will. Everything.
But anyways, I'll take
thank
my comments
Lawrence.
Off there.
Excellent.
And yeah, hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. He's not the only one writing me that. Text says it's a trip, Walt. The four-letter network is replaying the November 99 Michigan-Ohio State game right now, Brady's senior year. I'm watching it and listening to the show at the same time. Hey, that is that's tremendous. I appreciate the heads up on all that. You know, trust me when I tell you this. You're going to – I hope this comes across on radio as well as does on video, but again, you can go back and listen to this or watch it later, and we're going to get to this in a few minutes. And I think it's going to give you an idea because as I was watching it, and of course, I know all about the Henson situation, everything else, saw it, but as I was watching this, all these same traits are there everywhere. How people missed it is beyond me. It's just beyond me how they missed it. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are. I always enjoy the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Got a little trivia for you today, and if anybody knows the answer to this, you will. But Brady's not the first NFL player to win five Super Bowl rings.
Charles Haley.
There you go. Niners and Cowboys.
Yeah.
Defensive end, linebacker. Yeah. But I knew you would know. But anyway, a little trivia.
And by the way, Steve, Haley had this terrible reputation off the field for a lot of the things he did, like crazy things he did. But he was one of the greatest edge players who ever played this game. I mean, absolutely unblockable force.
Well, he had like 100 career sacks. And, you know, he played at James Madison. That was a weird thing. I mean, he was a small school.
Yep.
Good job.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Yep, Charles Haley, the other guy to win 5 Super Bowls. And Haley, again, Haley just a absolute physical freak. Remember this? When Haley was up for the Hall of Fame, and you got these stories about him and some of the things he did, and some of the things he did or allegedly did were sort of like vile. But aside from that, you know, I said all along that this guy absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame. I thought he was maybe the most underrated edge guy in history. One of the most difficult guys to block in the whole history of the game, period, across the board. Maybe the most difficult. I mean, that's how good Haley was. I mean, Haley was a freak. Haley didn't Robert Horry his way to those Super Bowls. Haley was instrumental in those 5 Super Bowls. That's well done, Steve. Yep. I think I answered his question before he ever got the question out, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You can get in. I don't want to spoil your questions. 654-7627, 654-627-627. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. By the way, Julius Peppers has announced his retirement. Julius Peppers, 9-time Pro Bowler. Also a freak athlete, basketball player at North Carolina, did absolutely everything. A no-brainer selection to the Hall of Fame, in my estimation. And I think a good guy. You know what may be most impressive about Julius Peppers? I retweeted this earlier from Gil Brandt. That's why I like Gil Brandt. He comes up with these factoids, which I like. Where is it? Here it is. Of all the great things Julius Peppers accomplished in his career, perhaps the greatest is this. In an age where playing a complete 16-game schedule without missing time is an achievement, the 39-year-old Peppers played in 176 consecutive games to close out his 17-year career. How about that? We're not even talking the beginning. We're talking the end. The guy played in 176 consecutive games to close out his 17-year career. I mean, that's astonishing. It really is. I mean, Julius Peppers is one of the greatest athletes who ever lived. And there's nothing not to like. You know, it's funny because Peppers was one of these guys who people were always looking to find things wrong with him. You know, they always were hypercritical about his evaluation, you know, because he was 6'7 and 290 and so athletic, and people felt like he didn't really play up to that on a consistent basis, that Julius Peppers' career was one of spurts as opposed to consistency. I would dispute that. I think people sometimes just always want more. It's just not enough. You know, it's not enough that the guy is impacting the game, that he winds up every game with, you know, 2 sacks and a forced fumble or whatever. But, you know, you want him to have 4 sacks because he is 6'7 and 290 and has a 40-inch vertical leap and runs the 40 and 4.6. You know, you want more. It's never enough. Well, I mean, I think any fair evaluation of Julius Peppers puts him directly into the Hall of Fame. He's not a guy that you need to think about. You know, I was asked about him this morning by Kenny on Twitter, and I whether I thought he was a Hall of Famer. I said, yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, again, I like that simple litmus test that Craig has suggested and I've always applied as well, which is when you hear a Hall of Famer, I don't care what sport it is, you hear his name, you know it. You know, if you have to think about it, if you have to go retrieve stats, if you have to do those kind of things, then the answer is no. The answer is no. I mean, when you hear his name, you know he's a Hall of Famer. You don't need to go look up that, you know, he finished 4th in sacks or that he was in 9 Pro Bowl appearances. When you think of Julius Peppers, do you think of him as a Hall of Famer? Yes or no? Is he an elite player? Was he an elite player? And I would say yes. I would say yes without hesitation. I think Julius Peppers was an elite player. Again, you know what? Maybe he wasn't Reggie White. That doesn't mean he wasn't one of the 10 greatest edge presences in history. You know, it doesn't. And I think he was all that in a bag of chips. Texas says the only thing wrong with Peppers was he was a damn Tar Heel. Maybe. But, you know, and again, I think a likable guy. I mean, I never heard any bad stories about Julius Peppers. None. Not that I remember. I mean, he seemed like a good teammate. I mean, he seemed like, you know, everything you could possibly want. There wasn't any negative element of Julius Peppers other than, you know, he's seemingly sort of a quiet guy. And maybe that's one of the things that people, you know, held against him too, as they were evaluating him in the prime time of his career. Not sure. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. There's only one lake, people. You are running out of time. This parcel of land is heaven sent. It's ideal for a Clemson fan. It can't get any better. It's Lakeside Lodge. Trust me, go see them. Go see Taj Boyd. The biggest names in Clemson behind this project, the Bostic brothers, Steve Mudge, Leighton Cubbage, Taj Boyd, the biggest names affiliated with Clemson and Clemson sports behind this project. It started with 118 residences, mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom. The resort will include and by the way, to my knowledge, there are probably about 40 left. I don't know exactly. You cannot wait. You have to act now. The resort will include a restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services, so you can mess it up, someone else cleans it up. That's what I'm talking about. That's as good as it gets. And then don't forget, you can rent your unit when you aren't using it, or rent part and live in part. This is Lakeside Lodge. So go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. I promise you will thank me later. All right, when we come back, we're going to start our Super Bowl evaluation breakdown with this clip of sort of who Tom Brady was. Again, the clip is called Dawn of the Goat, and when you get back, we'll hear some of this, and you'll get a feel for what Brady was and where he came from at Michigan, because the seeds were all there for everyone to see. We'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Want to make a difference in our community, but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others.